To say that Amazon is an unconventional company is an understatement. Its most significant initiatives have often been criticized and even derided as folly. One business pundit dubbed it Amazon.toast. Time and again, Amazon has proved the doubters wrong. Established competitors and aspiring newcomers have studied the company from the outside, hoping to uncover the secrets of its success and build upon them. Though many have adopted one or more of its famous principles and practices, even Amazon's most fervent believers haven't managed to duplicate the culture of innovation that continues to drive the company further into the lead. Of course, the company has also come under scrutiny, even under fire, for some of its business methods. Some take issue with its impact on the business world and even our society as a whole. Footnote. In his shareholder letter of April 16, 2020, shortly after the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, Jeff Bezos did address Amazon's impact on multiple fronts. He described the company's efforts to answer the increased demand on Amazon's services by people in lockdown. He described safety measures at fulfillment centers, an accelerated Amazon program to ramp up testing, and the partnership of Amazon Web Services with the WHO and other health organizations. He announced a $2 increase in Amazon's minimum wage and the doubling of its overtime pay. The letter also outlined the company's climate pledge to move to 80% renewable energy by 2024 and to achieve net zero carbon by 2040. For details on these and other efforts by Amazon to improve the lives of its workers, its customers, and the human population in general, see https://blog.aboutamazon.com/company-news/2019-letter-2-shareholders. End footnote. These issues are obviously important, both because they affect the lives of people and communities, and because increasingly, failure to address them can have a serious reputational and financial impact on a company. But they are beyond the scope of what we can cover in depth in this audiobook, which is primarily about showing you some of the unique principles and processes at Amazon with enough detail that you will be able to implement them if you choose to. We spent a combined total of 27 years at Amazon, and we were there for some of the most pivotal moments of its development and growth. Anytime either of us mentions that we worked at the company, we are immediately asked some version of a question that tries to get at the essential causes of its singular success. Analysts, competitors, and even customers have tried to sum it up in terms of the Amazon business model or corporate culture. But the simplest and best distillation is still that of our founder, Jeff Bezos, hereafter referred to as Jeff.